A parade of red flags. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Let's go over the red flags that were waving wildly before this latest shooting at the Waffle House in Nashville. Like the police reports showing that since 2014, the accused shooter, Travis Ryan King, thought he was being stalked by Taylor Swift. And this red flag, last June, reported by CBS's Mark Strassman.
He threatened someone with an AR-15 wearing a pink dress.
After which he jumped into a swimming pool in the dress. Then this, a month later.
He was arrested near the White House after demanding to see the president.
Yes, hoping to explain to Mr. Trump that he was a sovereign citizen. But instead, police in Tazewell County, Illinois, where he lived at the time, wisely revoked his state gun permit, seized four weapons and the ammo, and turned it all over to his father for safekeeping.
The father was advised that he needed to keep the weapon secure and away from Travis. The father stated he would comply.
And yet, it was one of those guns that was used last Sunday. Now, I think we all agree that it would be great if people like this got treatment so we could trust them with their arsenals. But while we await that day, would it be too much to ask their families to quietly sabotage all of their weapons? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.